It's early evening, immediately after Perry Mason entered the nightclub where Kate Beekman is working. Mason has no cause to suspect his arrival created any excitement, but as you know, Mason's presence started a chain of events behind the scenes. At this very moment, August Jansen approaches the door of Tony Fascina's dressing room.
Miss Fascina!
Come in, Gus. Just a second, I've got some powder over my makeup.
Where's Kate Beekman?
Oh, I got powder
up
my nose.
Where is she?
Gus, you hurt me. She went to the kitchen.
I told her to keep her with you.
I only sent her to get me some coffee.
Oh.
What's happened?
No, shut up. Oh, Sheriff, this is Gus Jansen. Kate Beekman's in the kitchen. Let me speak to her. She what? Now he'll see her.
Who will? She only has to cross the back of the floor.
Right in front of table 37. Perry Mason's at table 37. Get out of my way, Tony. Go now, look what you did. You spilled powder all over me.
I couldn't help it. You shoved me.
Oh, quit babbling. Get a clothes brush. Get something. Come on, Tony, for help.
I'm getting it. I've got a brush. Now, where is it? Oh, here.
Come on. Now, brush me off. Quit.
All right. You say Perry Mason?
Yes.
Well, Kate said
she lied to him to keep him away, but it didn't take. He's here. He knows she lied to him.
Gus, when Mason sees Gordy, he'll know why she lied to him.
Will you get this powder off of me?
Well, turn a little.
Hurry up.
Gus, if Gordy finds out...
I'm worrying about Gordy.
But when Mason learns Kate's working for Gordy...
Mason won't see him. I put Gordy under wraps.
Oh. Well, then why are you so worried?
I'm scared of what'll happen when Mason talks to Kate. She lied to him. Mason's going to want to know why. Now, if she gets flustered and spills the beans, it'll put all of us on the hook.
But if
Mason gets hep, Gordy's managing the joint, Kate'll have to put on her walking shoes.
What?
She'll have to quit. And that's bad. Because she's important to people you don't even know about. Now, get this powder off of me so I can get out of here before Mason digs it out of her, will you?
Well, the thing Gus fears could well happen. For at this moment, as Kate Beekman carries a tray of coffee past table 37...
There's Kate now, Chief.
Oh.
Hey, careful, you dropped that. Oh.
I spilled the coffee.
Well, it didn't get on you.
Did it get on you?
No.
I'm awfully sorry. It startled me when I didn't expect to see you.
Yes, I know. That's mainly why I'm here.
What?
As you know, sit down, Kate.
Oh, I can't. I have to get some more coffee.
Oh, we'll send the waiter.
Oh, but really,
the
waiter,
you bring us another pot of coffee, please. Sit down, Kate.
Why? Yes, sir.
What a pretty dress.
Oh, thanks, Miss Street. Oh, you look lovely.
As I've been telling Mr. Mason.
Oh, I knew it all the time. Can I order you something, Kate?
No, thank you. I had supper in the kitchen. Really, I ought to go back and help Tony.
Well, shouldn't you wait for the coffee? Wouldn't you take time to tell us why you tried to keep us away? All right, I'll put my cards on the table. But Kate, your father asked me to look this place over. Since he's on parole, he can't visit a nightclub himself. When he asked me, frankly, I didn't think it necessary. But then I tried to get a reservation. And you told me there weren't any. And by chance, I learned there were plenty of reservations available.
Did you tell Pa about the mix-up?
No. But is mix-up quite the right word, Katie? You were very definite when I asked you.
Katie, is there...
Yes, Mystery?
Is there something you don't want us to learn about this place? Or your job?
Oh, I love my job.
Well, then why did you...
And it's a lovely place to work. Well, you can see it's a lovely place.
Okay, Kate, it's a lovely place. You love your job. What is wrong?
Well, nothing, Mr. Mason. Everyone's been lovely. Very nice to me. The entertainment manager.
Well, then why did you tell me that...
Don't you want to hear about my job, Mr. Mason?
Kate, all I want is an explanation. I think I'm entitled to an explanation.
But that is my explanation. I love my job.
Well, I haven't said that you don't.
But Tony's very nice to me. She's the entertainment manager. She's very nice to me, and...
Kate.
Hmm?
Okay, if you're bound and determined...
And Mr. Boland, I help him.
Who?
Mr. Boland, the head chef. I'm learning to check the food, see, and
Oh, yes, when I phoned for a reservation, you told me that...
He's very nice to me, and so is Tony. She's in charge of entertainment.
Ah, so you said.
That's right, I did tell you. Well, and then there's Oscar. He's the fry cook. There's a fry cook and a pastry cook. And
now, all of which is very interesting, but...
I'm just crazy about my job.
Who's the manager?
The manager?
Hmm.
Well, I usually work for Tony and Monsieur Boland. Monsieur Boland is French. He has the cutest accent. You know, the funniest thing happened the other day...
Kate, who is the manager?
Oh, well, you see, I almost never see the manager.
But you know his name, don't you?
His name?
Yes, the manager's name.
Oh, yeah, of course I know his name. Golly, I have to know his name, wouldn't I? But you'd think it was pretty funny if I didn't know his name.
Yes.
What made you ask?
No particular reason, but since I've asked...
Oh, there he is.
Who?
That man talking to the head waiter.
Where?
He's behind the pillar. The head waiter stopped him to ask him something. Did you see him, Harry?
No.
I'm sure he's the manager. Now he's coming over this way.
Oh.
Nice-looking man. Younger than I expected the manager to be. Oh, he's coming to our table, and he's smiling at you, Kate.
Yes, but he...
There you are, Miss Kate.
Were you looking for me?
Well, only to be sure you found your friends, and I see you have.
Yes. This is Mr. Mason.
Mr. Mason?
And Miss Street, Mr. Jansen.
Miss Street?
How do you do?
We're most pleased to see you, Mr. Mason. The management makes you welcome.
What?
I mean it sincerely, Mr. Mason. Of course, the manager always says he's honored by someone's presence, but this time the manager means it.
Oh. Mr. Jansen's the manager.
So I gathered.
Did Kate explain the mix-up in your reservations, Mr. Mason?
No.
Should have, Kate.
Well, I was going to, Mr. Jansen.
You didn't want to tell on your boss.
What, Mr. Jansen?
It was all my fault, Miss Street.
But, Mr. Jansen,
Well, thanks for trying to take the blame, but I can't let you. You see, a certain party did ask for reservations. I turned him down. The gentleman is, I've heard he's associated with undesirable elements, and I won't have men of his stripe in my club. I'm going to run a decent place, such a place as men of your caliber will like to come. And such a place as a nice girl like Kate here would like to work in. But at any rate, Kate overheard me when I told the gentleman there were no more reservations. So when you phoned, she didn't know there were plenty available. It's entirely my fault. I intended phoning and asking you personally to come as my guest for dinner, Mr. Mason. Oh, yes, Katie?
Oh, here's the coffee for Tony. I'll take it.
Now, you stay right here. Steve, would you take that to Tony's dressing room?
Well, I'll be glad
to. Now, you just stay and talk with your friends, Kate. There's no reason for you to leave. Everything's taken care of.
What?
We've nothing to do for a few minutes. That's our only trouble with Kate, Mr. Mason. She works too hard. Well, is there anything I can do?
Oh, I'm expecting a message. I asked the head waiter.
Yes, the operator's been notified, and we'll bring the phone to your table.
Good.
Is there anything else? And I hope you enjoy yourselves. Oh, Andre, Mr. Mason and Miss Street are my guests tonight.
Oh, Mr. Jansen.
Oh, please, Mr. Mason, it's a privilege. Now, you take your time, Katie.
Well, I'd really better...
Now, you'd better do what the manager tells you, Miss Beekman. Don't worry about a thing, Katie. There's not a single thing for you to be concerned about now. Okay?
Yes, Mr. Jansen.
Of course. Everything's fine and dandy.
Oh, Mr. Jansen,
Mr. Mason, now, if you're about to refuse my hospitality again, please don't, as a favor to me. I want to make up in a small way for your inconvenience. Now, everything's all right. I want you to be my guest, so I'll know everything is all right, you see? Good evening, sir. Miss Street. I'll see you later, Katie.
Well, as you know, Mr. Jansen is actually the mysterious Gus, who's responsible for Suzanne Barclay's disappearance. And Gus wouldn't smile so confidently if he knew that Perry Mason is on his trail. Yes, there's tension and danger beneath the surface, the immediate future. So you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?